Well, it is time for Talkbacks, and your opportunity to speak with us and to your neighbors comes now. If you have, if you are internet connected, you can send us a note at comments@kaxc.org, or you can send them to me personally by sending them to jlatimer@kaxc.org. You can also call our Talkback line, and that number is 218-999-9876. And we'd be happy to hear from you that way. You can always send us a comment in the mail, too. We love to get letters, postcards, any sort of thing in the mail. And we're always happy to hear from you. And we have heard from a number of you, including our good friend and excellent phenologist, Dallas, who lives over in the Akeley area and every week on Tuesday makes a trip over to Grand Rapids. So good morning, Dallas. I hope that you're not driving through too hard a rain. Dallas says that we're starting to see a little color in his area and along the way. He's also only has two flowers that are yet to bloom that he has not yet seen blooming this fall or this summer, and they are burr marigold and turtlehead. And I am in the group that is not allowed to see turtleheads very often, so I'm not going to be getting a good date on those for Dallas. But if you have turtleheads blooming, maybe you'd like to send us a picture and let us know that it's happening. He also said that he's seeing the tenoral green darners. Now, tenoral is simply the name for juvenile green darner, and I would suspect insects don't grow much when they, especially those that metamorphose or pupate. they come out of that cocoon just about full-sized, but sometimes not full color. And that's sometimes how you tell the difference between just a green darner and a tenoral green darner, which is the term for a young green darner. He said that geese are flying to the grain fields, starting to move around, getting off the ponds, taking the young ones with them and going out and finding some food. Wood ducks are starting to flock. He says that he thought that mallards might be starting to flock, but there have been no mallards on Shingabee Lake for several years. No families of mallards on the lake, so he's a little disappointed in that. Said that the wild rice is ripening. We heard from Tony, who lives up in Dixon Lake, and Tony said that the wild rice crop looks kind of poor on Dixon. He is seeing flocks of mallards. He also noted that the nighthawks are moving around the shoreline up there, getting ready to migrate. And the other comment that he had was the water temperature was 73 degrees, nice and warm yet. And for those of you like me, we're kind of in the mushroom game. He has a nice list of delightful mushrooms that he's been finding. Chanterelles, hedgehogs, birch boletes, sulfur shelfs, and lobsters. And I've eaten probably half or better of those, and they are delicious. And speaking of delicious, the hazelnuts, we'd got a note from Dan and Mimi, and Dan said that he tipped me off to one of his hot spots. And I didn't have the time to get up there, but it doesn't matter anymore because if you weren't paying attention, the hazelnuts pretty much disappeared between Thursday last week and yesterday. I found four hazelnuts yesterday, and on Thursday last week, I probably could have picked a grocery bag full without any efforts at all. And our friend Mary, who lives in Nymore, said that she was forced to be late for work, and I hope her boss isn't listening right now, but she said that she was getting ready to go to work, and a flock of 20 orioles came in and took turns at their hummingbird feeders. There were lots of immatures and just a whole flock of these orioles that were moving through. And actually, I had an oriole at my feeder this past week, too, so that was kind of cool. So orioles are starting to move. Nighthawks should be on the move soon. I haven't seen any, but I would expect to see some very soon. We also heard from Richard. Richard has a cabin up on Wabana, and he said, we've been seeing several white admiral butterflies this year. We've never seen them before, and all of a sudden they are everywhere. And I've noticed that this is a remarkable year for white admiral butterflies. And he said another new insect is a small bumblebee on the tansy flowers. They're about a half an inch long or so, with a broad, hairy orange band around the middle of the abdomen. And I think that one is called Terrestris, Bombus terrestris, but I'm not entirely positive about that. I'll have to go and look in the book. And mentions that we had quite a bit of rain. This would be last Monday night, Tuesday. And he's right. I had I think 8/10 of an inch in that rainstorm. So quite a bit of rain begins to sum it up. We also heard from, let me see, I had one more here that I wanted to read.
While you're looking, John, we just heard from Jamie. She says, lots of thunder and lightning with hard rain north of Park Rapids near Emmaville.
So, oh, all right.
Good to hear from you, Jamie.
All right. And we heard from Pam, who lives up in the Sand Lake area, and we'd just been up there and done a program with Pam, and she said, enjoyed the program the other night, thinking about dragonfly books. He said, my father died in April, and the day of his funeral, I went back to the backyard and thought that if there was such a thing as resurrection, I was so sad. And then out of the grass came a butterfly wearing the colors of my father's flannel shirt, a mourning cloak. I was comforted. A sign of resurrection, new life, but changed. For years, I thought maybe I had been seeing an admiral, but now I know it was the mourning cloak. Smiling now, butterflies are important in my family, and that was so comforting. And Pam also sent along this note. I keep hitting the wrong button here. I'll get it right. It's this button over here, dummy. When it comes to computers, I am right at the top of your list of people not to trust. On September 10th at 5 p.m. at the Sand Lake Community Center on County Road 4, the Evergreen Friendship Club will sponsor Robert Ferdinand, a photographer whose program will be to learn how to improve your nature and landscape photographic skills. I should go. He is an award-winning nature and landscape photographer out of Bemidji. Robert has been published in a wide variety of publications, both online and in print. He specializes in Minnesota Northwoods photography as well as major events in St. Paul. He will have some prints available for sale if you're interested. That is Tuesday, September 10th. At 5 at the Sand Lake Community Center. It's a bit of a drive from here, but if you're up in that part of this county or lower Coochiching, you might want to run in there and have a nice meal and a nice meeting with Robert Ferdinand. So that's our talkback show for this week. As always, if you have comments, questions, or observations you want to share, we want to hear from you.